Trump's economics. A recent feature in The Economist, the 26th of May, discussed the US economy under Trump. Noticeably, the article started by confirming our analysis of the economy in the post-economic crash period. Comparing 2009 to 17 with an average of the past half century, post-tax profits were 31% higher as a share of GDP. But they were spent on share buybacks and cozy market consolidating mergers rather than investment, which was 4% lower as a share of GDP than its 50-year average. Pay was 10% lower. Trump claims he will respond to this situation and make America great again by restoring the position of U.S. industry, particularly through boosting investments. But the tax breaks he has introduced for the rich and corporations are mostly being used in the same way as pro-business incentives under Obama, to pile on the profits even further. But the article does go on to point out that business investment in the first quarter of 2018 rose by 7% compared to 2017, and 19% for big firms. But almost 50% of this is accounted by the top 5 US tech firms, which have generally been cash-rich: Amazon, Alphabet, Google, Apple, Intel, and Microsoft. Trump's policies, including his recent tariff threats on steel and aluminium, won't create a renaissance of industrial jobs, but at best a tech and automation boom that will mean any new industrial capacity is largely automated. American workers looking for decent jobs need instead to join the growing $15 an hour minimum wage movement, which our US co-thinkers' socialist alternative have been at the forefront of, and the struggle to build a mass socialist force that can fight for the democratic public ownership of the economy needed to guarantee jobs for all. Ian Dalton, Leeds.